Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting 5th. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting 6th. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting 7th. The catcher, Bob Collins. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Bobby Maddock. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Vern Olson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Vern Olson. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Buddy Hassett. Batting second. The third baseman, Sibby Sisti. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chet Ross. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Max West. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bam Arroyo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dick Erickson. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Dick Erickson. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rowell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gleason, who is chasing the ball. Sisti reaches third base with a triple. Hassett goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Braves. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is called out on strikes. One out. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is walked intentionally. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball 4. Bam Arroyo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arroyo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into left field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herman moves to third. Bob Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sisti fields it and throws to first for the out. Herman scores. D'Alessandro moves to second. Two outs. It's Cubs, 1, Braves, 1. Bobby Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller misplays the ball. That's an error on Miller. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox misplays the ball. That's an error on Maddox. Massey moves to third. Dick Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman has Massey trapped. There's the throw to Collins and over to Hack, who tags Massey for the out. Miller moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hassett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller scores. Erickson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Braves. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sisti hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Vern Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sisti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ross. Hack reaches second base with a double. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rowell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to third. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rowell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. West hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bama Rowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowell is 0-for-1 in the game. Rowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hassett scoops it up and throws to first, with Eriksson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Eriksson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eriksson is 0-for-1 in the game. Eriksson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sisti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rowell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-1 in the game. Olsen hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hassett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sisti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock throws to second for one, and Herman throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Sisti moves to second. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Collins for a passed ball. Sisti moves to third. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ross is walked intentionally. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. West takes first base on ball 4. Ross moves to second. Bama Rowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowell is 0-for-2 in the game. Rowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-2 in the game. Gleason hits a fly ball into left field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hack. The throw from Massey and he is safe. Hack steals second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Massey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 0 for 2 in the game. Erickson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hassett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro. Hassett reaches second base with a double. Erickson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Braves. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cisti is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 0 for 2 in the game. Maddock hits a fly ball into left field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olsen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Ross hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Ross reaches second base with a double. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. West strikes out. Two outs. Bamarowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowell is 0 for 3 in the game. Rowell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ross scores. It's 4-1, Braves. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Olsen's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen pinch hits for Vern Olsen. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Hack hits a pop-up towards first. Hassett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 3 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gallen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 3 in the game. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rowell fields it and throws to second for the out. Gallen moves to third. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rowell misplays the ball. That's an error on Rowell. Gallen scores. Gleason moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Braves. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Charlie Root now pitching. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Erickson hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hassett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Sisti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Erickson moves to second. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 4 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman now playing second base. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel pinch hits for Bob Collins. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Lieber pinch hits for Bobby Maddock. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell pinch hits for Charlie Root. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.